about that event. Tonight, we're delighted to welcome Marilyn Chin. She was born in Hong Kong, raised in Portland, Oregon, and is the author of two books of poetry, Dwarf Bamboo, which was nominated for the Bay Area Reviewers Award, and The Phoenix Gone, The Terrace Empty, winner of the Penn Oakland Josephine Miles Award. She majored in ancient Chinese literature at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst, received an MFA from the White Writers Workshop at Iowa, and has held a Stegner Fellowship at Stanford as well as two NEA fellowships. She was a translator for the International Writing Program at the University of Iowa, where she co-translated the selected poems of I. King, published in 1985 by Indiana University Press. In an interview with Bill Moyers for The Language of Life, Chin spoke of her identity as being non-static, as something limitless and always changing. This fluid sense of identity refers not only to her individual self, but, to borrow from the title of one of her most powerful poems, The Self as Nation. In that poem, A Portrait of the Self as Nation, she weaves together with wit and bite the dynamics of dominance and submission within a sexual relationship with those dynamics within cultural relationships. Her voice can be lyric and focused, defiant, expansive, passionate, fierce, and yes, tender. It's always intense, as if making up for the lost time of other generations of women who did not have the benefit of such powers of speech. Her poems draw subjects from family and personal relationships, classical Chinese tales and poetry, and the social political swirl of contemporary California. Assimilation may be her theme, but she never addresses it with happy melting pot pieties. Instead, the reader begins to know through her poems how steep is the price of assimilation, how political are the bargains one must make with one's heart. Please welcome Marilyn Chin.